Okay. Hi, how are you?
So is the music off? Is that just people playing? I asked them to.
Yeah. Okay. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Nourish Restaurant Open Mic. I'm Ellen Schmidt, your host, and we are going to have a great night of music and maybe even some spoken word tonight. Great featured artists and a fine mini set performer as well. Lots of folks signed up, so there'll be it should be a really great night. A lot of people can't get here right at the beginning, but they do show up. And before I ask Dan Tappan to play, I'm just going to read this long list. I'll tell you that tonight we have two guest hosts who'll be introducing many of the open mic performers, and that's John Loretz and Ann Sandstrom. They are husband and wife, and they're going to trade off on introducing performers, and so that'll be lovely, and I appreciate their doing it. The order that I have here, Dan Tappan, John Loretz, Ann Sandstrom, Woody Carpinella, Deborah Gallagher, Harriet Hart, Mary Pratt, John Boehmer, Marilyn Kirby, Jane Fallon, Jim Waugh, Two-Tone Caddy, Xenia Mack, Matt Bendaniel, Peter Neuendorfer, Rick Quimby, Dennis Deldano, with Jim Edgley, Ed Leckler, Kenny Seltzer, Wayne Martin, Terrence Hegarty, Rich Eilbert, and Chris Noman. Also, after the mini set, the three song mini set at 7:30, it'll be Lloyd Thayer, and I'll play something, and there'll be one other open micer at that time. But we'll keep you posted, and you can always come and look at this sheet, and we'll lead you along. Handling the sound tonight is our sound volunteer, Ira Grauman. He's also recording everybody. He does a great job, and we're very grateful to him. And assisting him tonight is Dan Tappan here. He'll be setting everybody up, and he'll also be taking pictures of everyone. And he does a great job with the photographs he puts up on Facebook. Many of you have seen them, and really does a wonderful job. So we're going to start out by having Dan do two songs, and then we'll begin with the one song open mic. So please welcome wonderful performer who's just come out with a CD. Please welcome Dan Tappan.
Thank you, Ellen. So yes, I'm going to pull this up just a bit. There we go. So yesterday was Veterans Day. And I always like to remember that that date was originally chosen to commemorate the end of a particularly bloody and pointless war. So I think on that day we should be honoring those who served and also those who didn't make it back and those who do things to prevent those from happening again. This song's by Eric Bogle. Well, how you do, Private Willie McBride? Do you mind if I sit here by your graveside and rest for a while in the warm summer sun? Been walking all day, I'm nearly done. Well, I see by your stone you're only 19 when you joined the fallen in 1916. Hope you died quick, hope you died clean. Oh, Willie McBride, was it slow and obscene? Did they beat the drum slowly and sound the five lowly? Did rifles fire o'er as they lowered you down? Did bugles sing the last post in chorus? Did pipes play the flowers of the forest? Again, did you leave a wife or a sweetheart behind? In some faithful heart is your memory enshrined? died in 1960. To that faithful heart, are you always 19? Or are you a stranger, not even a name, forever enshrined behind the glass pane? Old photograph, torn, tattered, and stained, fading to yellow in a brown leather frame. Did they beat the drum slowly and sound the five lowly? Did rifles fire o'er as they lowered you down? Did bugles sing last post in chorus? Did pipes play the flowers of the forest? The sun shining down on these green fields of France. Warm wind blows gently and red poppies dance. Fences have vanished under the plow. No gas, no barbed wire, no guns firing now. But here in this graveyard that's still no man's land, countless white crosses in mute witness stand to man's blind indifference to his fellow man. A whole generation butchered and damned. Did they beat the drum slowly and sound the five lowly? Did rifles fire o'er as they lowered you down? Did bugles sing last post in chorus? Did pipes play the flowers of the forest? Well, I can't help but wonder, Willie McBride, do all those who lie here know why they died? Do they really believe when they told them the cause? Really believe this war would end wars? Well, the suffering, the sighing, the glory, the shame, killing and dying was all done in vain. It's Willie McBride, it all happened again. Again and again and again and again. Did they beat the drum slowly and sound the five lowly? Did rifles fire o'er as they lowered you down? Did bugles sing last post in chorus? Did pipes play the flowers of the forest? Did bugles sing last post in chorus? Did pipes play the flowers of the forest? So I understand that the TV weather people got to do their first snow hysteria of the season today. So whenever that happens, I like to remind myself that it could be a lot worse. For example, here's an old ballad about people freezing to death in the Arctic. Sailing home one night on the deep, lying in my hammock, I fell asleep. I dreamed a dream that I thought was true, concerning Franklin and his gallant crew, with 100 seamen. He sailed away to the frozen ocean in the month of May to seek a passage around the pole, where brave sailors sometimes go. But through cruel hardship, his men they strove. His ship on mountains of ice was drove, where the Eskimo in his skin canoe is the only one who ever comes through. Baffin's Bay, where the whalefish blows, the fate of Franklin no man can know. The fate of Franklin no tongue can tell, where Lord Franklin and his brave men dwell. Now my story, it gives me pain to find Lord Franklin. I would cross the main, 10,000 pounds would I freely give to know Lord Franklin and his brave men live. To know Lord Franklin and his brave men live. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Dan. And again, he's sporting a new CD, and you might want to check that out. It's very nice.